Okay, so today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Gimel. We got to Kuf Beis Amud Beis second to last line. Gufa Yom Tov Shechol Yos Achara Shabbos. So Yom Tov that fell out on Sunday. So that's this Pesach. Rav Amar Yakna. Rav says you do Yan Kiddush Ner Avdalo. Shmuel Amar Yan Hak. So first of all, this is not necessarily the first day of Yom Tov. This is any day of Yom Tov. So Rav says Yakna, so we're probably not talking about the first day, because otherwise there'd be Shechiyadu. And Shmuel says Yan Hak, Yai Ner Havdala Kiddush. The Rabba Amar Yahanak, Yain Havdala Ner Kiddush. Okay, so what's the basis for different reasons? So the reason is that Rav says Yain Kiddush Ner Havdala. First you make a bracha Bar Pia Gafen, because wine is always before Kiddush and Havdala. Then you say Kiddush for the Yom Tov, because Kiddush precedes Havdalah. That's like, that's Rav's classic position. Then you recite Bar Marei Ho'esh, and then you say Havdalah. Whereas Shmuel says, you say Yayin, like everyone else, and Havdalah comes before Kiddush, because he holds that Havdalah comes before Kiddush, right, and therefore you first say, and the way you normally do Havdalah, like every Saturday night, is you first do Ner and then Havdalah. And Rabbah says that you do Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush, because he holds, like Shmuel, that Havdalah needs to precede Kiddush. However, he holds you shouldn't link them together, because Havdalah and Kiddush are contradictory. So therefore you have Moreh Horeish between them. The Levi has Kanya, Kiddush near Yayin Havdalah, because he holds like Rav. The Kiddush precedes Havdalah. But he says that regarding the wine, he says you should link the wine to the Havdalah. Therefore, because otherwise it seems like you're not making Havdalah and wine. So therefore, you have the Yayin before the Havdalah. And Rabbanan Amar Kina, Kiddush Yayin near Havdalah. And he holds like Rav. The Kiddush precedes Havdalah. And he holds like Levi, that you should link Yayin to Havdalah. But they hold that you should do Ner before Havdalah, like every Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, they said first Kiddush, and then you do the regular Seder Havdalah. Mar Drei Derav Na'amar Nakya, Ner Kiddush Yayin Havdalah. And the reason is you first should do Kiddush before Havdalah, like Rav. And you need to link the wine to the Havdalah, like Levi. But he holds you should do the Ner first, because you benefit from it first. Marta Amar Mishmei the Rav Yeshua Nihak Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush, because Havdalah precedes Kiddush, like Shmuel, and the wine should be before them, because that is more common. Okay, Shalach, if any of you want to come with any more suggestions, let me know. Okay, you got all different possibilities, all different ramifications here. It's different values, different conflicting values. Shalach le'avu de Shmuel le'Rebbe. Yilav deidu rabbeinu, our rabbi should teach us. Say to Havdal Teach. How do you say Havdalah on Yom Tov falls out on Sunday? Shalach le'kachmar Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi Shama Mishum Avi Shama Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya Nahik Nahayak or Ner Havdalah Yain Kiddush, because he holds that Havdalah precedes Kiddush, and he holds that you should recite wine between Havdalah and Kiddush, since it was established for both of them. But the bracha of Ner, you should say even without a cup of wine. So, Amar of Chanina, Chanina says, he's trying to give a mashal to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. What Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya's opinion is compared to the following situation. Lamelach Shiyotze, to a king who leaves the city. The aparchos nichnas, and the officer goes into the city. You first welcome the king, and then you say goodbye. I'm sorry. You first escort the king out of the city, and then you welcome the officer. So two Klai Yisrael, they first escort the Shabbos queen, and then afterwards they accept Yom Tov. So my havala, halacha l'maisa, what should you do? So when you have what according to Rav. Now, when it comes to Shechiyadu, Abayamar Yak Zana, Yan Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, because he holds that since you were studying Kiddush, you should finish the whole Kiddush before you begin Havdalah. So if you just have Kiddush, you're doing Yan Kiddush and right? If you just you would at a normal Yom Tov you would do Yain Kiddush and Havdalah and Shachianu. So then you add Ner and Havdalah. So Rav Amar Yach Nahaz. Now he says that with the Kiddush you say Shachianu at the end of all the brachos. So in this case with Havdalah you should also say it Sof Kol Brachos after Havdalah as well. The Hilchos Al Kurava. The Halacha is like Rava Yach Nahaz. Rav Huda Bar Yehuda Iklei Lebe Rava. Rav Huda Bar Yehuda visited the house of Rav on Motzei Shabbos. Aisa Lekamayhu Maor V'Sabim. They brought before him light and spices for Abdullah. Baruch Rava B'Sabim Bereisha. He recited the Baruch on the B'Sabim first, V'Adar Maor, and then on the light. Amar Le, Rav Huda Bar Yehuda said to Rava, V'ha Bein Beishan Bein Beisilel Maor Bereisha V'Hadar B'Sabim. Beishan and Beisilel both agree that you do Ner before Besamim. So why'd you flip it? Umayhi, where do you see that? That they both agree that you do Ner and then Besamim. Nah, Beshami Omrim, Ner Mazon Besamim Vabdallah, Ubesil Omrim, Ner Besamim Mazon Ve Habdallah. Ner Besamim, so this is a case where you only have one cup of wine and you need to recite Abdallah and bench. So in both Beisham and Beisil agree that Ner precedes Besamim. There's only a question. Sorry, do you recite Birkas HaMazon after the bracha on the Ner or after the bracha on the Besamim? So Ani Rabba Basrei va'Amar Divrei Rabbi Meir. He says, yeah, but this opinion of Beisham and Beisil is only the way Rabbi Meir understands it. Amar Yehuda, Amar of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that he understands that the debate between Beisham and Beisil is not like Rabbi Meir, and he says that they both Beisham and Beisil agree that in this case Birkat Mazon is first and Abdullah is at the end. They debate about the bracha of Ner and Mormir Hoesh, and the Bracha of Besamim. Beshami Omrim, Mor Vachach Besamim, Besil Omrim, Besamim Vachach Mor. So what do you recite first? V'amar Rav Yochanan, Nagu Ha'am, Ke Beis Hillel, V'alib Rav Yehuda. We hold like Beis Hillel as Rabbi Yehuda understands it. Right? In other words, Beisham Beis Hillel, so they're students of Beisham Beis Hillel, so they live, let's say, around the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So 50 years later, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Ilai, Rabbi Meir are discussing what their debate is. And we paskin Allah l'maisa the way Rabbi Yehuda understands their debate. And the way Rabbi Yehuda understands their debate is that, according to Beis Hillel, we recite Birkas HaMazon first and Hamavdil at the end. And we hold like Beis Hillel, who says that we first do Besamim and then Ma'or. And then that's actually what we do halacha lemaaseh, right? When we recite Abdallah, we do Besamim before the Bar Meir Hoesh. So the Gemara brings another story about this, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba ikla lebei Rava. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba visited the house of Rava on Shabbos. Chazye devrich barpi agafet akasakava. He saw that Rava recited Bar Pi Agafet on first cup of wine that he drank. And then after he finished the meal and benched, Hadabrich, Akasa de Brichasa, he recited Bracha on the cup of wine upon which he recited Birkas HaMazon, Vishtay, and he drank it. Amalei Lamalach Kulehai, Habrich Lan Mar Chadazinla. You already recited the Bracha before wine, on wine, and they gave you the meal. Why shouldn't that cover the Bracha of wine for the benching? So Amarlay, Kiyabina Beirish Galusach Yavdina. I don't know. He said, well, I don't know. When I was at the house of the exilarch, this is what we did. He didn't give a svara. Amarlay, Tenach Beirish Galusa, Dahach Yavdina, the Savik Maisilan, Savik Lo Maisilan. Yeah, if you're in the house of the exilarch, it makes sense that you're going to recite a bracha on wine when you get it at the end of the meal, because you don't know. When they bring you one cup of wine, you don't know whether they're going to give you another cup of wine. So then when you recite the bracha on the first cup, we did not intend to exempt this bracha on another cup, because we didn't think we're going to get another cup of wine. And therefore, we need to make a bracha on each and every cup that's going to come. Hacha hamanach kasa kaman v'daitan ilavei. But here, the cup is in front of us, and you know that when you recited a bracha on the first cup, you know you're going to drink after the meal another cup. So you had in mind that it should cover that second cup. So Amalei ana avdi ketamid the Rav. I hold like the students of Rav. The Rav Brona of Rav Chanan tell me the Rav habi yasvi v'sudasa, because these rabbanim were sitting by were sitting at a meal. Koy alaiho, Rav Yeva Sava. So Rav Yeva Sava, I guess, was their waiter. He was servicing them. Amrale havlan v'nivra. They said to him, mix for us a cup of wine, and let's recite a bracha for Birkas HaMazon on it. Lasof, at the very end, Amrale havlan v'nishti. They said, pour us, give us some wine so we can drink. Amar lahu, hachim harav, kim dam yisa havlan v'nivrich. Once you said, let's bench, itasra lahu l'mishte, you're not allowed to drink anymore. My time to ask chisu tataychu, because in the moment that you demonstrated intent that you're no longer interested in partaking of this meal, that basically you're no longer interested in eating and drinking, you want a bench. So therefore you have concretized your intent. You no longer want to drink, and therefore if you now want to drink a cup of wine, so then that is not covered by your original bracha. The original bracha counts as long as you have in mind that you want to continue drinking. Here you've demonstrated that you no longer have hesech hadas. And so what do we see from here? That benching itself is a hesech hadas from the meal. And therefore you would need to recite another bracha if you want to eat or drink. And that's why Rava had the custom to recite a bracha bar pir gafen after birkas hamazon, even though he recited a bracha initially on the wine, because birkas hamazon is the cutoff point. Amemar marzutra v'ravashi aviyasi bisuda. So amemar marzutra, and that's what we hold, by the way, right? That's what we hold. Let's say, for example, you get sheva brachos, right? So the person who leads the benching, and not even sheva brachos, but that's that. Many of us don't often bench on a cup of wine, but in a situation where people bench on a cup of wine, so after benching, what do? You drink the wine and you recite a bracha, bar pir gafen. Why don't you say you're covered by the original bracha? Because benching is the cutoff point. It basically says the meal is over. It's fascinating because you obviously are having in mind, it's very clear you are having in mind you can drink this wine as soon as you bench, because you're benching on a cup of wine. But the benching is sort of a demonstration that I'm done with the meal. And so this is something separate. It's an interesting concept. Amemar marzutra ravashi aviyasi bisuta v'koy alayhu ravacha b'edirava. So they were sitting in a meal, these Amoraim, and ravacha b'edirava was, I guess, serving as the waiter. And amemar b'rich al kol kas v'kas, amemar recited bracha on each and every cup, or p'gafed, even in the middle of the meal. Marzutra b'rich al kas v'kava v'kas v'basra. Marzutra recited bracha on the first cup of wine and the last cup of wine. Meaning what? B'rikos v'basra. Ravashi b'rich al kas v'kava v'tulo b'rich. Ravashi only recited bracha on the first cup of wine and not on subsequent cups of wine. Amalu Ravacha bar Rava Adam Taman Navi. So Ravacha bar Rava says, so who are we holding like? Like, since each one of you are doing something different. So like, what's the basis for all of your positions? So Abebar says, Nimlach Adam. So I hold that I recite a bracha on each and every cup of wine, because every time I drink, I decide, it's a new idea for me. I've decided to drink. In other words, when I drink my first cup of wine, I'm saying, that's it, I don't want to drink anymore. That's my intent when I drink. I'm only going to drink this cup of wine, I don't want to drink anymore. And therefore, when I drink other cups of wine, it's like something new, and I have to make a new bracha. Marzuta Marana de Avdike Tamid Rav. I hold that, Marzuta says, I follow the students of Rav, that I recite a bracha on Birkas HaMazon, even though my initial bracha was covering all the wine throughout the meal. And Rashi Amar,
you don't have to then drink the wine each time you're doing this. I mean, like when you do the one at the end of benching, you don't actually, and a shepherd brachas you do, but a regular benching you don't. No,
I think
you don't.
I think we do. Yeah, I think we do. We,
sure
we,
you do.
Yeah, we drink.
You're making a bracha. How can you not drink?
We make a bracha. We make
Why don't you take that same cup of wine and use it for Abdullah?
Right. Sure. Okay. So that's the one exception. So right. So that's okay. So what Howie's saying, if you recite the bracha bar pirgafen, you have to drink it. For benching and Havdalah, that's like an exception to the rule, because of the question of. The other question is, are you allowed to eat or drink before reciting Havdalah? So we're allowed to eat Shal Shudas after sun, even though right after sunset on Shabbos. Sorry, within a half an hour of Havdalah, so you're not allowed to eat or drink until you recite Havdalah, right? So how are we allowed to do that when we eat Shal Shudas? Remember the old days, we used to eat Shal Shudas after sunset. The answer is because as long as you're in the context of a meal, you can finish your meal, and that's fine. Once you bench, you really shouldn't. This is actually a debatable point, but the standard opinion is once you eat or drink, once you bench, then you can no longer drink till after Abdullah. So there you're stuck. So that's why you're adding chashivas to the benching by reciting it on a cup of wine. After you're done with the benching, then you really shouldn't drink until after Abdullah. So therefore, we use it for Abdullah, and then we drink it after that. So that's the exception as opposed to the rule, specifically a Motzei Shabbos rule. But normally speaking, you would recite a bracha bar pirgafen after you bench.
And drink,
yeah. But you're correct. You wouldn't drink if you don't make bar pirgafen. Just that most times we do recite a bar pirgafen.
But why do you have a bori pirgafen at the Shalosh Shiddus? Why don't you just skip that?
No, we don't recite a bar pirgafen at Shalosh Shiddus. But we're benching ala kos. We still add chashivas. We're still adding importance to the birkas hamazon by picking up a cup of wine. It shows like this is chashiv. So it adds importance to what we're going to do. It's interesting. We don't think about that. We think, hey, by drinking the wine. No, by actually picking up a cup of wine, sort of like a l'chaim, you know, like you raise a glass, like a toast. It's like you're adding significance to whatever you're doing by like raising your glass. So that's what we're doing when we. So it's an interesting question: is the chashiva simply drinking? Is it, do you have to drink it to add chashivas, or simply picking up that cup of wine? So what we're saying is, on one level, simply picking up that cup of wine when we make a bracha on a wedding, or a bracha on a pidyon haben, or bris mila, or kiddush, simply picking up that cup of wine, that adds chashivas. Okay, we also drink as well, but that's on Shal Shiddus, so we can't drink it. So for these technical reasons, so picking up the cup of wine, that still lends chashivas importance to the benching that we are doing. Rav Ashi says, "Leitz tilchasa ketalmid de Rav." The halacha is not like the students of Rav. Right, and he says that if you're benching, you haven't stopped thinking about the wine. The hayom tov shechol lios achar Shabbos omarav yakna. Then what happens? Let's say we just saw regarding the order of kiddush and Abdullah, yom tov that falls out on Sunday. Rav says the order of the brachos are yayin, kiddush, ner, Abdullah. So what do we see from here? You first make a bracha bar pirgafen, and that covers you for kiddush and Abdullah. You don't need to make a bracha bar pirgafen twice. So we see from here that just like Rav holds that kiddush is not an interruption between bar pirgafen and havdalah, so too benching should not be an interruption between the brachos before it. So the Gemara says velohi. No, that's not a good comparison. Why? Hasam akar date mimishtiya, that you have uprooted your intent from drinking anymore. And therefore, you need to recite the bracha of bar pirgafen after benching. Hacha lo akar date mimishtiya. But here, you haven't uprooted your intent from drinking, that you haven't drunk yet. So therefore, your intent is when you finish all the brachas, you're going to drink. Obviously, it's a little strange because when you bench and you hold a cup of wine, your intent is I'm going to drink after I finish benching. I guess what we're saying is maybe it even further underscores that point, that what you're really doing when you pick up the cup of wine is you're just adding chashivos. You want to drink it afterward, you can drink it afterwards. But that the act of Havlan Nevarech is sort of saying, I'm no longer interested in benching anymore. That's what it seems like. So the Gemara says, Ki Mata Lavduye. So once Shabbos left and the time of Dala arrived, Kam Shamoe Badli Kavuka Mishraga. So the waiter of Rav Rava got up and he lit a torch from the candle for the purpose of Bar Mirei Hoesh. Amar Lei, Lama Lach Kulei Hai, why do you need all this? Why do you need to light a torch from a candle? Haman Chashraga, behold, the candle is in front of you. Amar Lei, Shama Midaiti Dinashigave, the waiter did it by himself. I didn't command him to do it. Amar Lei, Eloshim Ilei Minei Demar, Lo Havavit. No, if he hadn't heard that there's a mitzvah to make a bracha on a torch, he would not have done it from his own intent. Amar Lei, Lo Savalei Mar, Avuka, Lavdal Mitzvah Mimuchar, don't you hold that lighting from like a torch for Havdalah is a higher form of mitzvah. And the definition of avuka is not like a full torch. It's something which has at least two wicks. And there's there are two wicks that they're not right next to each other. But the lights reach each other. So if there's no... If the lights don't reach each other, if they're two separate flames, or, this is Mishnah Berurah writes, if they're either two separate flames, or let's say the wicks are really connected to each other, then that's a ner. Okay, so the avuka is shtei psilos, or yoser, two wicks or more, sheinim tsmudos, they're not right next to each other, v'yish hefsek b'neim, and there's space between them. Avalo rosei magiyun zelazeb, if their light reaches each other, but their light reaches each other. But there's no interruption between them. Oshain or Rosem Magim Zelzer, the light don't reach each other. Nikra Ner, it's called a Ner. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Pasach Va'amar Rava began the Brichas Adala, and he said, Hamadok Ben Kosh Chobin El Choshech Ben Yisraelim V'yom Shid Shemei Amasa. Right? Familiar, right? Amar Lei, Lama Lach Kulei Hai. Why do you all say all these different Havdalahs? Why are you doing Havdalah between the separation between Kodesh and Chol or the Chol Shikisrael Amim, Yom Shid Shishmei Maaseh? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hamavdim Kodesh and Chol, Zoi Havdalah, Sashi Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi only said, Hamavdil bin Kodesh and Chol, that's enough. Amar Lei, Ana Kasvir Li, I hold like the following opinion. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Poches, Lo Yivchos Mishalosh, Vamosif, Lo Yosif Al Sheva. And I hold that if you do less than three Havdalahs, with the bracha of Havdalah, I'm sorry, if you do, right, you shouldn't do less than three Havdalos. You should, so that's Kodesh HaChol, Or LaChoshech, and Yisrael Abim. Why is that? Because the three of them are connected to Motzei Shabbos. Because, right, between, because Motzei Shabbos, you're separate from Shabbos and Chol. Also on Shabbos, fire was created, so that's Or LaChoshech, and also Yisrael, the difference between the Jews and the non-Jews is recognizable through Shabbos, which is an oath, which is a sign. So you need at least three, and you shouldn't have more than seven Havdalos. So the Gemara is going to see in tomorrow's daf that with only respect, in the Torah, we only find seven topics about which the Lashon, the language of Havdalah, is used. And this position argues that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and who holds that you only need to recite Baruch Hamavdil, you only need to say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Okay.